Our lab has been working towards developing disease-resistant trait by genetic engineering approaches. And we have been able to achieve some success in this regard. And in this presentation, I'll be talking about mechanism of disease resistance towards Rhizoctonia solanae in transgenic cotton plants which express an endochitinase gene from Trichoderma virens. So earlier we have published a paper on this line, and we have shown tremendous, remarkable resistance to Rhizoctonia solanae in transgenic cotton expressing an endochitinase gene from Trichoderma virens. And as you can see in this picture, the wild type plants and the transgenic plants were germinated in soil infested with Rhizoctonia solanae, and only the transgenic seedlings were able to grow properly, and you can see almost complete devastation in wild type seedlings. So we pursued this work further and to understand the molecular and biochemical mechanism of disease resistance in cotton. So before going to the results, let me give you a brief background on this stuff. And as you can see in this picture, this is a growing fungal mycelium where the most of the structural components of the cell wall is made up of chitin and beta glucan. And at the apical region, which is also called as the extension zone, it's mainly the structural component is mainly chitin. And this is a very good target for developing disease resistance trait in plants. So chitin is an integral part of most of the fungi, and the enzyme, the chitinase are unique class of enzymes which are capable of degrading chitin. And since Rhizoctonia solanae contains chitin in much higher content in cell wall, it's highly vulnerable to chitinases, and this has been proved. And there are a class of organisms which are called mycoparasites, which can attack fungi, and they contain potent antifungal enzymes which can attack other fungi. So these antifungal chitinases are more potent than the plant-derived antifungal chitinases. So with this knowledge, people have used this information to overexpress genes from this Trichoderma species in plants to get resistance against fungal pathogens. And the direct mode of action was thought to be like because of chitinolytic action on the cell wall of fungi. But recent literature have shown that there are other possible modes of action by which plants can induce its defense mechanism. One is these chitinases can release small chitin fragments, and these chitin fragments are known to induce plant defense mechanism. Second thing is these endochitinases can act on plant cell wall components, and it can release some of the signaling compounds which could possibly elicit plant's defense mechanism. So with this knowledge, we raise two questions. Are these endochitinase expressing transformants are different at molecular and biochemical level? And is the nature and timing of the defense response launched by these transformants are any different when challenged with a pathogen like Rhizoctonia solanae? So we did a series of experiments to reconfirm our the transgenic trait of disease resistance in soil-based disease resistance assays. But in order to do molecular and biochemical analysis, we developed some artificial test tube-based assay methods to bring about uniformity in the experimental system. Where in this picture, you can see that the seedlings were grown in test tubes containing semi-solid synthetic medium, and uniform amount of Rhizoctonia solanae inoculum was added to each tube and observed over a period of time. And in wild-type plants, you can see that this is a typical Rhizoctonia infection necrotic spots, which can be seen in all the seedlings. And most of the transgenic seedlings do not show this. However, some degree of infection is observed, and that's been quantified here. And number of seedlings with percentage lesion was much higher in two transgenic lines. So in most of our studies, we use this 121B and 135 transgenic line, which show pretty high level of endochitinase activity. While doing some other disease resistance assays, we have seen that this is an assay performed in petri plates where pre-germinated seedlings were grown, were placed just adjacent to the Rhizoctonia solanae inoculum here, and observed for over a period of time. And in this wild type plants, you can see that the mycelial growth can be seen across the seedling also. And in case of transgenic seedlings, this growth was completely arrested to only one side and it's not crossing the other side, which indicated that there should be a strong antifungal activity going on either in the root itself or something is secreted to the medium. So we examined the endochitinase activity in the root as well as in the medium. And you can see that in this picture, the endochitinase activity of this 121 B line is dramatically higher than the control plants. In control cotton plants, it is almost negligible. And this is the first line of defense we could see here. And in the medium, here the seedlings were grown in these test tubes and the assay was performed in the test tube itself. So that the fluorescence emitted here shows the endochitinase activity in only in the transgenic lines, and in wild type plants it is not seen very much prominent, and that's been quantified here where you see a dramatic increase in endochitinase activity which is secreted to the medium also. So with these results we concluded that transgenic endochitinates provides a protective shield around the cotton roots. So we wanted to examine, are there any other defense related enzymes induced in the root other than endochitinase? So we examined exochitinase, gluconease and peroxidase activity in the roots in response to infection with rhizoctonesolani. And we could see that the exochitinase activity was induced much higher level than the wild type controls in response to infection. And gluconease and peroxidase activity, there was not much difference in response to infection when compared to the wild type. However, interestingly, you could see that the gluconease level and peroxidase level of these roots were much higher even without infection under normal conditions. So next thing is we wanted to examine whether these transgenic seedlings show a systemic defense response that is different from the wild type. So we examined the cotyledons following infection of the roots with the rhizoctonesolani. And in these results, you can see that, as expected, the endochitinase activity of infected as well as uninfected seedlings were the cotyledons were much higher than the wild type ones, several fold higher. And in gluconease and peroxidase levels, the basal level of gluconease and peroxidase activity was much higher in transgenic seedlings. And in response to infection, the gluconease activity as well as peroxidase activity was induced much higher than the wild type ones in response to infection. And terpenoids are known to be very important component of defense in cotton. So we wanted to examine the terpenoid accumulation level in roots in response to infection with rhizoctonesolani over a period of time. As you can see in this picture, in most of the time intervals examined, the terpenoid levels were slightly higher than the wild type ones in response to infection. And this increase was observed up to 8 hours, and when we examined this after 24 hours and 12 to 24 hours, the difference was not much between wild type and endochitinase expressing plants. So during plant pathogen interaction, the earliest event is a rapid reactive oxygen burst, and hydrogen peroxide is an important component of ROS burst in during plant pathogen interaction. And interestingly, we could able to see that during rhizoctonia infection, these 121B transgenic lines showed rapid ROS burst as early as a 10 minutes time point, and the degree of ROS accumulation was much higher than the wild type ones in most of the replicates examined. We wanted to analyze the genes involved in defense response of cotton in response to rhizoctonesolani infection in wild type and transgenic plants. So we selected some of the candidate genes based on the published literature, and these are well characterized genes in cotton. And this chitinase, gluconease, CAD1C, HMG-CoA reductase, and peroxidase 4 and 6, lipoxygenases, and PR1, that is putative pathogenesis related protein 1. So here the results indicated that, this red bars are for transgenic lines and blue bars for wild type plants. The RNA samples were harvested at 0, 4 and 8 hours of time point, and this is the gene transcript levels compared to the housekeeping gene histone 3. And there was not much difference in chitinase. I'm talking about the native chitinase of cotton, not the endochitinase. There was not much difference in the level of induction in chitinase levels in response to infection when compared with control and the wild type and the transgenic ones. However, the gluconase levels were transcripts were induced to a much higher level compared to the wild type one at 4 hour time point itself. And interestingly, this lipoxygenase transcripts were much higher level even without any infection in case of the transgenic seedlings. And the degree of they are induced pretty early at 4 hour time point itself in the transgenic seedlings. Coming back to POD peroxidase 4 and peroxidase 6. The transcripts of peroxidase 6 were pretty much higher than the wild type ones to begin with at 0 hour time point. And the degree of induction was much higher at 4 hour as well as 8 hour compared to the wild type ones. Similar case with peroxidase 4, where the degree of induction is much higher when compared to the wild type ones in response to rhizoctonosylan infection. We also wanted to examine the systemic level of induction by examining the transcript levels in the cotyledons. So the PR level PR1 transcripts were much higher in transgenic seedlings in uninfected state itself. So these are the pink bars are for uninfected and red bars are for infected, and the blue ones are for the wild type plants. Light blue is for this the control, and dark blue is after in response to infection. Similarly, peroxidase 4, peroxidase 6, both were induced to a much higher level in response to infection compared to wild type ones. And the lipoxygenase activity was also much higher even without any infection, and they were induced after infection. To summarize, the expression of Trichoderma virens endochitinase in cotton maintains the transgenic plants in a heightened state of defense. And exposure of these plants to rhizoctonosylan can induce rapid ROS generation, upregulation of expression of several defense-related genes, and activate some PR enzymes, and also induce terpenoid pathway. And the transformants launch many of the defense-related responses more rapidly in compared to the non-transgenic plants. And the higher level of intrinsic defense activity acts synergistically with the potent transgenic endochitinase enzyme activity to protect the transgenic plants against rhizoctonosylan infection. And I would like to thank Vilas Parki, who is the co-author of this work, and Kirti Rathor, who is the principal investigator of this project, and Chuck Kennerly, who helped us in setting up disease resistance assays, Dr. Albel, Lorraine, Robert Stepanovic from USDA, for helping us with the terpenoid estimations and setting up some of the experiments. And thanks for the funding agencies, the Texas Higher Education Board, Cotton Inc., Texas AgriLife Research. Thank you. Be glad to answer any of the questions. Yes?
In your transgenic cotton, you show that essentially hypocotyl lesions were eliminated in the transgenic cotton.
Mm-hmm. The symptoms appear at the hypocotyl region, but the initial infection starts from the root. So the symptom. Yes, yes, it travels all the way through the root and go to the hypocotyl region where the symptoms really appear. So these rhizoctonosylanae can produce some of the toxins, and these toxins kill the tissues in the root junctions there. So that's why you see these necrotic spots in the roots. And it can even infect the leaves also if it is the inoculum is placed on the leaf. But in natural conditions, the infection is always through the root.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.